This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. You know what day it is, right? It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And Byron Donalds is running for governor, whether he knows it or not. I mean, I think he knows it now.
He knows now. He probably heard it on the news. So, yeah, he heard that he was running.
First, he heard it from Trump.
Yeah.
Run, Byron, run. He is a total winner. There's people that are going to try to make an issue between Trump and DeSantis because DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, wants his wife Casey to run. Or they've talked about it. I mean, he wants to promote her.
Right.
She's a sharp individual.
Yeah.
I'm sure she could handle the task. But there's people, yeah, that are going to try to create this rift and, you know, by Trump stepping out and giving Byron Donalds his blessing before Byron Donalds. Governor. Sure, I'll run.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
President
yeah.
likes me. I'll go for it.
It was actually on Hannity that Congressman Byron Donalds announced he's running for the governorship of Florida in 2026, because, of course, mm-hmm. Governor DeSantis will be termed out at that point. And, of course, he praised Governor Ron DeSantis, Byron Donalds did, for how he's run the state and declined to specifically comment on any other potential candidates. Donalds also stated that he pushed for parents to be able to examine material in public schools during his time in the state legislature and his voting record in the state legislature and Congress. He added that he wants to address insurance issues in the state. Yes. Would consider cryptocurrency being part of the state's financial portfolio and wants to build on DeSantis' work on the environment. And he said he wouldn't leave his seat in Congress to run, which is a concern with the slim margins they have. Now, we're going to get some of the inside scoop from Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She's going to be on the show with us this morning at 8:05. And we'll ask her about Byron Donalds. I know they have a very good, close working relationship. So get the scoop from her. And also, that spending resolution budget, it has passed narrowly, 217 to 215. We'll ask her about that. Is this a good bill, or is this just the best they can do for right now? And again, we'll get her take on all of that. All right. Wow. So really, Byron Donalds announcing running for governor is one of your biggest stories. That's obviously picked up nationally, but it's a huge story here in Florida. Now, the Super Bowl took place not that long ago, and one of the things that occurred leading up to it was a reporter who was found dead in his hotel room. And Telemundo, young guy, and Super Bowl, they want to talk about festivities and fun and competition, sure. So it maybe didn't get the amount of attention it probably should have, but we know some things. The Telemundo reporter who was found dead in a New Orleans hotel room just days before he was due to cover the Super Bowl had Xanax in his system at the time of his death.
Wow.
Adam Manzano, 27, reporter for Telemundo Kansas City, was last seen on security cameras being lured into a hotel room by the so-called Bourbon Street hustler, Danette Colbert, who was found with his cell phone and credit card in her home. So this is still a preliminary toxicology report. It shows alprazolam, which is the generic name for Xanax, and they said that there was in his system. They wouldn't say how much was in his system. I mean, they didn't say whether he had a prescription for that or anything, but
the fact that they're mentioning it,
well, yeah. Wait, there's even a little bit more compelling evidence. Apparently they found that same Xanax in the house of the woman who he was last seen with, Danette Colbert. Colbert. Yeah, and apparently she has a reputation for basically for drugging and stealing.
Oh, great.
From men.
Well, now.
She had a history of drugging men and stealing from them. We're waiting on the report to discover if Manzano had been drugged, but that was back on February 15th, so now we know, yes, he probably was. If you see the amounts, it'll probably give you a bit better. Look, he more than likely was, but remember, you're going to have to make this, you're going to have to legally define it. In other words, how sure are you that he didn't normally take it, whether prescription or, you know, or as a street drug or whatever, but it sure looks like she drugged him and overdrugged him, and he never woke up.
Wow.
Now, David Butler, 52, alleged that he was drugged and robbed when Colbert and another woman approached him for drinks in the French Quarter in 2021. Butler told NBC News that he felt disoriented when he finished his cocktail. She ushered me into some kind of black Suburban that was literally right there. And that's the last thing I remember that night. Nevada court records show that Colbert was charged in 2022 with grand larceny, administering a drug to aid in the commission of a felony in two separate cases. If that happened in 2022, I should be out in time for the Super Bowl.
Wow. That's a crazy thought.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, grand larceny and administering a drug to aid in the commission of a felony in two separate cases.
And she's back at it.
Well, I can tell you what happened. The cases were dismissed because the victims refused to testify in court.
Oh, don't want to be embarrassed.
Right, don't, yeah. Actually, I guess maybe targeting.
Wow.
Like a married man, although I don't think this reporter was, but if you target them, they're less likely to then want to follow through legally.
Sneaky.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see what happens with that. But it is tragic and sad nonetheless. Yeah. Southwest Jet, a near miss. Not good. What's going on here? Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:15 on a happy hump day, Trump day. 97.3 The Sky. You people are the best. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:20 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. And thank you once again. The Bob Rose Golf Scramble sold out, sold completely out. And that's impressive. Once again, you have delivered. This is the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble coming up Friday, April the 4th at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. A chance to win a car from Southeast Car Agency and a hole-in-one, a luxury vacation with Cruise Planners and Brandon Kuttner. And everybody's going to have a great time for an awesome cause. It benefits the Arc of Alachua. And if you're not familiar with the Arc of Alachua County, they do great work for the developmentally disabled, and they've done great work for decades. And we're proud to be their number one largest fundraiser, and we have been for years. Thank you for selling this out. However, there is a call for volunteers. If you have time, Friday, April 4th, it's 12:30 shotgun start, so you probably want to get there at 11:30, but that way you can eat too. And Mark Johnson will give you some kind of duty to perform. Everybody always has a good time, and it's for an awesome cause. So if you think you can do that, then give Mark a call, 352-246-3516. I know he loves it how I do these things early in the 6 o'clock hour.
He does.
Because he's already probably done 51-arm push-ups. I mean, he's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so thank you once again. Very much appreciated. What else is going on? Only Donald Trump. Only Donald Trump could come up with this.
Oh, no.
So you want a pathway to citizenship, do you? Uh-huh. How about if we issue you a gold card? You go, yeah, I already got a gold card. I got a platinum card. I got whatever. You don't have one of these.
Mm-mm.
President Trump, he just cracks me up. Now, listen, I think it's a great idea. He's going to issue $5 million gold cards that will have both green card residency status and a bonus, a path to American citizenship. This would be for foreigners, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
He predicts that he could sell 1 million cards.
Wow.
I say he could if he threw in a couple of boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Mm.
Those boxes are getting smaller and the price is going up.
A dozen eggs.
Oh, and a dozen eggs.
I think some European countries have some programs kind of like this. But
is it that much? 5 million?
Well, yeah, this is Trump-level stuff here, though.
Well, he says we're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus. Wow. Is there an app for that?
Ooh.
They're wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people. He says the initiative has been approved by administration lawyers and will launch roughly in 2 weeks. Wow.
And he's on it. He is on it.
I thought that this maybe was another one of his idea starters.
Yeah, but then when I saw him actually holding something, then I'm like,
I didn't see that.
Then that's not just an off-the-cuff, I'm Donald Trump, I'm going to toss something out there and see what happens.
Well, apparently when he was showing that thing off, he was with the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, and they said the program could be a more successful version of the EB-5. Visa initiative, EB-5, established in 1990 by the legislation, and it granted certain investors a green card if they met certain criteria.
Okay.
Wow.
I like it.
Yep. Trump said he believed everyone from Russian oligarchs to Indian tech entrepreneurs would pay for the cards. Apple and all these companies that want to get people to be working for them will be able to buy a card. Ah. And for people that are number one in their class at top schools, wow, I could see, that is one of the things.
Sure.
He comes up with ideas. He attacks things from a different way and a different perspective. He's going to use this money to pay down our debt. And here you already know that there's some level of success or expected success if they're, say, sponsored by someone else. $5 million. A value placed on citizenship. Wow, how different that is from the Biden administration, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You mean putting value on it as opposed to, come on in, whatever, mooch off the government. We'll kick some vets out of a hotel and give you a nice place to stay. And we'll pay for it. Oh, by the way, here's a phone and a credit card.
Yeah.
What a contrast.
Spending taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest Airlines flight was aborted in its landing after nearly colliding with another plane crossing the runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. And this was yesterday morning. The video shows the airliner, flight 2504, nearly touching down.
That's close.
Before revving back up and ascending back into the air.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It is.
And NBC Chicago described it as an unauthorized flex jet, business jet, crossing the runway. Wow. The flight safely landed after the crew performed a precautionary go-around to avoid a possible conflict with another aircraft that entered the runway.
It's a nice
conflict
word.
Is yes. one way to
that's,
put it.
That's a nice word.
Conflict sounds a little better than collision.
Yes, ball of fire and all that.
So what's going on? Are people not getting their instructions? Here's what NBC Chicago was reporting. Audio captured from live air traffic control communication indicated Southwest Airlines Flight 2504 was cleared to land on runway 31C by local controllers. FlexJet 560 taxiing for departure and communicating with ground control, but at a different frequency, which we know there was an issue more than likely with that Washington, D.C. And the collision between the helicopter and the plane. And that's one of the issues that people discussed about fixed wing versus helicopters and being on a different frequency. Maybe it is big commercial jets are on a certain frequency and others are on other one. I don't know. But in the audio, the jet was instructed to cross runway 31L, but stop short of runway 31C to allow the Southwest flight to land. Then there was some confusion about the clearance that occurs, and the control then repeated the instructions. So clearly some confusion. What's wrong with me? I can't speak.
You're so confused. Clearly there was confusion.
Thank you.
Yes. But yeah,
something's going on, and it clearly needs to be addressed. How about that?
Yeah, the Southwest pilot, man, kudos to those guys or gals in the cockpit.
It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and remember, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, and you can do it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Just click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. You won't miss the interview with Congresswoman Kat Kamick at 8:05, and Senator Ashley Moody at 9:05. Stay tuned. 97.3 The Sky. Pop quiz.
Oh,
who
no.
wins in a road rage confrontation?
Between?
Just who wins? The answer, Greg,
nobody.
Gosh.
How'd I know you were going to say
Come
that?
Come on, man.
And the fact you were looking at me at that point.
I got a story related to that. It's a Florida story coming up. Apparently, some people experimenting with their Apple iPhone. It's got voice-to-text feature, as most phones do. But apparently on the specific Apple iPhone, if you say the word racist, Trump pops up. Now, it apparently doesn't stay on there long. It's a couple of seconds, and then it flips over to the word racist, which is what it's supposed to do. Now, here's the weird thing. The Apple iPhone owners are recording videos of themselves using that and showing what happens. And it doesn't happen every time. Approximately, what, every third to fifth time, something like that, that it displays that.
Interesting.
And but apparently the folks at Apple they admit, yeah, there's a problem there. This is a widespread problem and confirmed on multiple personal devices by Breitbart News. And although it didn't happen every time, like I said, 3 out of 5 times it's showing up. Now, Tuesday afternoon, Breitbart was able to replicate the issue several times, seeing Trump flash briefly, then racist was spoken into Apple's voice-to-text tool. Did you just try it, Greg?
Yeah, I'm not getting it messing up at this point, so maybe they got it fixed yesterday.
Maybe they did.
Yep.
They said, we're rolling out a fix as soon as possible. They said, we are aware of an issue with the speech recognition model that powers dictation. Wow. How does something like that happen? Of all the things that could happen, somebody is, you know, and if I was running the show at Apple, I would be really mad. That's the problem. People have these agendas and use their jobs to promote and push their agenda. And I don't know what they think, that they're doing something good, or is it one of those snicker, look what I did? But that's not good. And I would think that they would get to the bottom of it, find out who, you know, did somebody write some certain code for this? Hopefully they'll be able to track it down, and that person should be fired.
And wasn't Tim Cook just hanging out with the president a couple days ago?
You know, sure was,
working
making
some things out,
making promises of investing $500 billion over 10 years in the United States of America and hiring possibly around 20,000 people over that period as well. So, yeah, they probably already fixed it, but it would be interesting. Are they going to out the person? Will they fire them? Will we find this out publicly? It would be interesting, but you know it's going to be more than likely one of those people that has TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Yeah.
Traffic is hectic. You ever been to Panama City, Florida? It is hectic there, especially like when you're trying to get over to the beach.
Okay?
And traffic through town. It is a pain, especially if there's events going on, which apparently there was. George Ann Park Garner, 48, died on Saturday after a driver pulled up alongside her vehicle and shot her at point-blank range at a red light in Panama City. Her daughter, 19, was in the back seat, and she was shot in the chest. She survived. The mom died. There's a GoFundMe page set up. But George Ann, the woman who was killed, had been celebrating her birthday at a Mardi Gras parade in Panama City Beach just minutes before the shocking attack. So they left the parade around 4 p.m. and were driving to a local restaurant for dinner when they were involved in a minor traffic incident with 23-year-old Jabal Simmons and Ivy Bella Encino, 23 and 21 respectively. An occupant from Miss Garner's vehicle went back to this Encino vehicle and struck Miss Encino, and that was the conclusion of it, at least for then, right? It wasn't a big drawn-out brawl or anything like that. Chilling video shot by a witness shows the gray Dodge pickup truck, reportedly driven by Encino, pull alongside the GMC Terrain and open fire.
Wow.
Yeah, a passenger in the pickup pulls out what appears to be a gun and what sounds like 11 gunshots.
Wow.
Dispatchers were called to the scene. An officer on patrol in a nearby parking lot heard the gunshots and then saw the gray Dodge Ram speeding away. Apparently, Simmons fired around 11 rounds, hitting both Garner and the daughter, Miss Lewis, in the chest and also striking an uninvolved vehicle. They eventually stopped the vehicle. The driver, Encino, rammed into the police cars before she was detained. Wow. Simmons, the suspected gunman, who was a passenger in the Ram at the time, ran away from the scene but was arrested close by. Yeah. Road rage. Nobody wins. Somebody's dead. Somebody's severely injured. And people are going to prison.
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got some chit-chats we're going to have with Congresswoman Kat Kamick, also Senator Ashley Moody. They're all on the list today, so don't go anywhere, right? It's a happy hump day, Trump day, on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy hump day, Trump day, indeed. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up, 6th Annual Appreciation Dinner for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, April 26th at the World Equestrian Center. It's going to be a great night. And the guest speaker, Major General James, the Hammer Hartzell. Great stories to tell. All kinds of raffles, giveaways, auctions, and a great dinner. So if you could make it, April 26th, that would be fantastic. For more information, just go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org, soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Thanks for your support of this 501c3 that helps to heal the hidden wounds of war. What's wrong with Alec Baldwin? He needs to control his temper. We already know he's got a temper, but, you know, he really, if he was the average person, very well could be in prison right now. Hmm. He's lucky he's not. Especially recently now, he's been shooting off at the mouth.
Was that a pun intended?
Well, is it too soon?
No.
Then it's intended.
Okay.
Actor Alec Baldwin went off on a Trump impersonator.
Oh.
After, this is that comic, the guy, the trolling comic, accused him of murdering cinematographer Halina Hutchins.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's...
Ooh, but that didn't go over well.
No, no. The impersonator mocked Baldwin as he was pulling luggage from a vehicle near his Manhattan home.
Oh, no.
Though Baldwin mostly kept silent through the affair, the actor drew the line at the impersonator saying he murdered Halina Hutchins. Well, Alec, if you don't want that pardon for murdering that woman in cold blood, you can call it first degree. You can call it whatever you want. But it was not good, said the impersonator. She's looking down on me right now, smiling, happy.
Ooh.
Alec Baldwin then pulled the impersonator aside and said he would snap his blanking neck if the cameras were not around.
Well, that doesn't really make you look good. Which, again, he's being taunted. I get that. But, you know, maybe violence is not really, in this case, the way you want to go.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Although, no. I'm not sure what that so-called comic impersonator was.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Attempting to do. Look, yeah. You're in the public spotlight. You're a known entity. This tragic event did occur. It's hard to see it like he has no culpability in this thing. He was the producer, etc. But where does freedom of speech kind of begin and become invasive?
That's harassment, really.
It is. Now, people online criticized his response, Alec Baldwin's response, but others came to his defense, thinking and saying that the impersonator went too far. He did. And Alec Baldwin didn't react violently. He said things that were possible violence that could occur.
If there weren't cameras around, which fortunately there were, because he probably would have done something.
It's possible.
He's a hothead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The comedian's not doing anybody any favors, in my opinion. I don't know anything about him, but yeah, we've got bigger things going on.
Mm-hmm.
We got budgets to pass.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, it did pass. Didn't look like it was going to pass. Looks like it was canceled. The vote was canceled. Then ultimately, they got their stuff together and the spending bill passed 217 to 213, and was Congressman Thomas Massey, the Republican from Kentucky, was the only Republican nay. Now, three Democrats didn't vote at all, but that wouldn't have changed it. It just would have made it a little tighter. But I'd say 217 to 213 is pretty tight.
Yeah.
And a bunch of press releases came out from Republicans following the vote, and they talked about Trump's support of the package. We're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up at 8:05 and ask her her take on it. Is this a good bill? And what's her thoughts on DOGE and the work that they're doing? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask her about it. Also, her friend in Congress, Florida's Byron Donalds.
I have a long history in the conservative movement, and I have one of the strongest conservative records, both in the state house and up here in Congress, that proves that I will not let you down, that all of the victories and the successes that Florida has been able to accomplish, we're only going to take that and build upon it. We're going to continue to be the freest state.
Here you go.
Run, Byron, run. That's what President Trump said. You got a full and resounding support from the president, and it was before Mr. Donalds was even running.
Yeah. But you know, when Donald says run, why not?
Yeah. He says, I know Byron well, have seen him tested at the highest and most difficult levels, and he is a, in all caps, total winner.
Nice.
And then he said, in all caps again, run, Byron, run. So people are going to use this and make this as, was there a little rift between Governor DeSantis and President Trump? Because there was, you know, plenty of chatter about the possibility of Casey DeSantis running for governor. So this definitely throws a wrench into that operation. And the fact that Trump jumped out a little early,
yes,
a little ahead of the announcement.
A little of a preemptive, not strike, but a preemptive move. Yeah.
Well, look, the president has never hidden the fact that he really likes Byron Donalds. Mm-hmm, he has sung his praises for quite some time now. So,
yeah.
But yes, folks will try to make it a divisive issue, and perhaps there is something divisive about it. We shall see. We're also going to ask Congresswoman Kat Kamick about it. See what she says. All righty then. Hour number two begins shortly. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is a happy hump day, Trump day, on 97.3 The Sky.